Loyal to the music. This is Tux FM.
Hello, Hazer. This is Q from Tux FM. How are you today?
No, I'm all right.
All right. No, that's good.
Okay.
I'm just happy that I get the privilege to interview you because I've heard your music and I find it quite interesting and quite catchy, especially because it's got like sort of a dubstep sound. You know, how did you find your sound when it comes to your producing?
Well, I guess when I started out, I always listened to rock and roll, you know, like,
yeah.
I was like a skater kid and kind of grew up with like punk rock, the more like band heavier sound.
Yeah.
And then I got into, I guess the first kind of dance music I got into was drum and bass.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like a metal of electronic music, you know.
Yeah.
It's like very in your face. And then I just wanted to try and put the energy of like band music, like punk music, into dance music. And I guess that's how I started. So I myself never knew what genre I was going for. I was just kind of playing around.
No, I get you. And you know, you said it came from like a drum and bass sound and you listened to a lot of rock music. How do you find producing the genre of music that you produce now compared to, you know, right now what's prevalent in dance music is, you know, deep house and techno and stuff. How do you still keep your original sound but still sort of competing with this new sound?
I try and keep the same energy that I kind of always had.
Yeah.
And then I find that people kind of accept the hardness if you just change the drums.
Right?
You can have like a heavy sound and you just kind of like cut the notes out so it's not as distorted and as like kind of noisy on the ear. And then if you just kind of like replace like the very hard like fall to the floor kick snare with like a more of a shuffle beat, people kind of adapt to that.
So
that's kind of how I've been kind of getting away with keeping a bit more in your face sound but still make it accessible.
Yeah, I get you. And so you've, with that sound that you've had, clearly it's working because we have played your music here on Tux FM for over 10 years now. From 2008, right now it's 2019, so it's 11 years to be exact. And I want to know, how do you manage to stay, you know, relevant for such a long time in this industry? Because the music industry tends to suck people up and spit them out in a matter of months. How did you manage to stay so relevant in 11 years?
I kind of expanded more to, Europe and...
Yeah.
More recently, the States, and I think it helps to just kind of get out of the bubble.
Yeah,
that's especially in Cape Town.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's also kind of for the whole South Africa. It's just like to kind of leave your space and tour and find new audiences in places you would never thought you would play, you know?
Yeah.
Just getting like a European booking agent and always garnering new fans. And also when you're touring and you're hearing other artists and you're surrounded by other artists, that also inspires you and that indirectly kind of influences your sound as well.
Yeah.
And also collaborations. I find I managed to kind of stay relevant by collaborating with artists that's fresh and new and hyped now.
Yeah.
And they know my music, you know. Like,
yeah, I get
like
you.
OG. So they're always keen to collaborate and
fucking
keep your sound fresh.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking about, you know, expanding to the US market and, you know, overseas European market, how did you manage to do that? And how was the change between playing in South Africa and playing overseas? Because they're two different crowds. You know, to get people overseas to even give a South African artist a chance is a big deal on its own. How did you manage to get that right?
Well, I'm a bit of an odd case because I was big in Europe before I was big here.
All right.
So
okay.
I couldn't get shows, so I just did my own parties.
Yeah.
I couldn't find music that I liked, so I started making my own music.
Yeah.
And I was always booked like the graveyard shift, like the very last show,
yeah.
And when kind of the more bass-orientated music started in Cape Town, that it wasn't popular, so people weren't like staying till the end. So I always played to like a small kind of crowd.
Yeah.
But then the quite a few blogs picked up my music in Australia and in Germany and Austria. And
yeah.
So I started getting bookings. Fabian Granatos, like Sonat Berlin, he was the guy who did my first booking.
Yeah.
And for the first tour, I just slept on his couch, you know, and I didn't get a good fee. I didn't,
yeah.
You know, it was just like rock and rolling it out.
Yeah.
And by the third tour, the whole tour sold out, and, you know, you have your full hospitality rider, you get good hotels, you get good fees, you get great shows.
Yeah.
Played on good stages. So it's just kind of building it up from scratch. And then only when I was big in Europe that South Africa go, oh, wait, he's big in Europe. I guess he's cool. We should play
yeah.
him, you know?
It's funny how, you know, they catch on late when overseas they caught on to you, and now, you know, we have like, you know, get your attention again, you know. It's quite hilarious. But also, with being from Cape Town, I wanted to ask as well, how have you implemented, you know, the sound of Cape Town, or have you implemented, you know, a sound from Cape Town or inspiration from Cape Town in your music?
No.
Yeah.
I guess musically been influenced locally. I mean, it could be to my detriment. I know there's quite a, what do you call it, like in Europe, they love it when there's like African sound music. And I guess it's also like my heritage, and I'm like African or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the end, I'm making music for fun, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
And I've never been into that. Like, I dig like Nigerian funk and like Ethiopian jazz, but I wouldn't want to bastardize that with like electro mix with that. Like, like weird. We're like rock and roll always. It suits it, you know.
Yeah.
So I never had like a musical influence locally.
All right. No, honestly, I honestly enjoyed, you know, interviewing you, getting to know you more. Obviously, besides the bio that, you know, we know that we have of you, it's honestly been a privilege and a pleasure to interview someone of your caliber. So I just want to thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Before we end off, any big gigs coming up that you want us to hear about, look out for, maybe even purchase tickets for?
Well, I'm playing at Empire.
Okay.
Tomorrow, that's Friday, with Short Straw, PH Fat, and Luke Vermeer, and I'm forgetting someone. but yeah, like PH Fat's like the headliner, and I think that should be quite dope. I've got a very special set.
Well, thank you so much again. It's honestly been a privilege interviewing you, and I hope you have, you know, a successful career in the future some more. And yeah, have a fantastic day as well.
Awesome, same to you.
All right, cheers, man.
The dream is alive. Tux FM 107.2.